Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment with the man that heads up AugustForecast.com, the amazing Patrick Wood. And I tell you, next time I'm out of town, because then it just excites me so much I won't shut up, but I'm adding important info. And like David Knight does the show, and he's a smart engineer, knows about this stuff. You ought to have Wood on for like 2 hours. So the next time I'm out of town, or the next time I'm not doing the show and I have Knight doing it, I want to get Wood on for 2 hours. Patrick, what have we not covered today that people need to know about? I think it's important that suddenly the globalist, the new term they use is technocrat. I mean, they're really trying to make that sexy. And, you know, it's not surveillance that they watch everything we do. They're watching it to make the economy better, but really they're just giving it to the insiders.
Well, you know, the spooky thing is, let me read you two of the official requirements from the 1932 document called Technocracy Study Course. That was their kind of their Bible of the day. One said, quote, provide a specific registration of the type, kind, et cetera, of all goods and services, where produced or where used. The next one says, provide specific registration of the consumption of each individual plus a record and description of the individual. And, Alex, this is exactly what the total surveillance society is doing to us right now. They're collecting all of the financial records as well as any other profile or psychographic information they can get, so they can slice us and dice us economically, if you will, and put us in, you know, maybe pigeonhole us politically as well. You know, there are threats to their system. But this is an economic movement to try and extract the maximum amount possible from individual consumers. It's very consumer-centric, but everything is focused on collecting this information to make this system work. This is the last piece, according to the original documents of technocracy, that needs to be put in place before technocracy can actually be enforced. And that's why I'm really concerned today about this total awareness society business, because when they get this in place completely, somewhere in knowledge is power, of course, there's going to come a time when they can flip the switch and basically say, we're now in control, and now you will do what we say.
That's right. It's a total military takeover. The smart meter is controlling how hot or cold our house is. The satellite's not letting us cut a tiny tree in our backyard. Just absolute bureaucratic hell. And then the robots get rid of the regular jobs and the farming. So literally, like a Kurt Vonnegut book, their plan is to have a third of the population as enforcers, and they're going to hire the people they poisoned through the eugenics operation to literally rule over those of us that are informed. So it's not even the eugenics that they've claimed they're building.
If somebody wanted really to feed the world, what we need to do is increase the CO2 content in the atmosphere by 10%.
That's right.
It would feed the world in a heartbeat. But when you take CO2 out, plants can't grow. Crops can't thrive, and people starve.
I would endorse a real open market, open source technocracy that empowered and had us go to Alpha Centauri's. But this technocracy is a bunch of bean counting communists adopted by robber baron eugenicists that openly are using it as a weapon system. And so we've got to point out technocracy is what's delivering the poverty. It's the enemy.
It is the enemy, and the people who have brought us technocracy are the enemy as well. I wouldn't really lay the blame necessarily at the feet of congressmen and senators, but, you know, because they've mostly been useful idiots and not really knowing what they're doing. But if we look behind it to these people who have brought us technocracy, this is where the trouble is. And if we don't get rid of those people and get them out of our government system and get them off our back, they will not be stopped, and we will never be satisfied. You know, how much water can you squeeze out of a sponge? This is what they're doing to us. And the only way to get more water out of the sponge is to wring it harder and
That's
harder.
That's right. That's the plan. Patrick Wood, AugustForecast.com. We're going to be talking to you soon. Folks can find your great work right there. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Wise up, load up at freestrikeye.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freestrikeye.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd at freestrikeye.com. So wise up, shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freestrikeye.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Jeff, John, Peter, Kat, and others that want to talk about Obamacare. Are they still supporters of it, or were they ever? But some of them are Obama supporters calling and they want to discuss it. Speaking of that, we're going to put up on screen for TV viewers. Radio listeners can go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Former MSNBC host, health plan soars 350% thanks to Obamacare. And he tweeted out, I bought a catastrophic health policy for $170 a month when I left MSNBC. Obamacare canceled the policy. New rate, $600 a month. Thanks, Mr. President. And he should feel good. Some folks are having 500, 600% increases. So there you go. Affordable Care Act. The joke is on all of us. And I want to replay his quote meltdown where he said, we have a corrupt government. It's evil. They've all got to be removed. America's in deep trouble. And they fired him, basically forced him out of that. Remember that? How long ago was that? It was like a year ago. Time just flies. 6 months? I don't remember. About 6 months ago. I mean, he just said what was true. Like, that's crazy. There's not an out-of-control political class. You're fired. Doesn't matter if you had some of the highest ratings in that area for that station that has no ratings. I mean, it's like if you don't commit to evil, you get purged. If you don't commit to insanity, you get removed. Now, Michael Maloof joins us with some just amazing research. We're so thankful he come on. Currently, he's a senior staff writer for WorldNetDaily.com, specializing in international political and economic analysis, former senior security policy analyst for the Office of the Secretary of Defense. Maloof has almost 30 years of federal service, 23 years of which was the U.S. Defense Department. If I go over all of his military Defense Department history, we'll never be able to get to him. So we're just going to tell you that he's also a best-selling author. Maloof's recent book, A Nation Forsaken, EMP, The Escalating Threat of an American Catastrophe, published by WorldNet Daily, available at WND.com. And he joins us right now to talk about something that we've been covering the last 2 years. In fact, we've been right at the forefront, as WorldNet Daily has been, and others have been, getting into the fact that Obama is radically, as he promised to do, transforming America in the regulatory positions, the military positions, in the judgeships, everywhere, really putting hardcore Marxist worshippers of Lenin, Mao, socialist, eugenicist. I mean, this is scary. So it doesn't matter when Obama leaves, we've got a crew of really dangerous people in there who fundamentally hate this country on record. Obama went to Reverend Wright's church 21 years. It was like a Ku Klux Klan meeting house for black folks, but see, he never really heard the sermons. This is pure bull. And, of course, he's a front man for the globalists, but the point is they're using this radical Marxist ideology as the shock troops to take over. Well, the insider we have on right now, Michael Maloof, he has talked to all these major generals, you name it, brigadier generals, the list goes on, who've confirmed what our Navy SEAL sources have said on record and off record, what our military police sources have said, what Fort Hood PSYOPs has told us that we've confirmed. They've given us good intel over and over again. These are good men. I've met them. And there is a total purge of the litmus test, will you confiscate guns? Now, this is a litmus test on other issues as well, but we've got Mr. Maloof on with us right now. His articles at WorldNetDaily.com, and we link to them on Infowars.com. Here's Alan West. Congress must probe military firings. I agree with that. I've been saying that for months. General blames Night Stalker for military purge. He's got General Boykin, all of them going public. Congressional Medal of Honor winners going public. Major generals, you name it. And so he joins us. Sir, thank you so much. Please break down from your high-level sources as much as you can tell us.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Number one, there seems to be something permeating not only at the high ranks, but now it's coming down to the mid-levels and even mid-level officers and even into the enlisted ranks. If you disagree with the president's or the administration's policy, you are basically set aside and your career is basically ended. And this seems to be catching on more and more. Now, there are, as Congressman West mentioned to me, there are some zipper issues that have occurred even among the higher ranks. But as General Boykin told me, this is unprecedented to have so many flag officers, so many four-star generals removed in such a short period of time. And we're talking about 9 general officers just in 1 year. He removed some of the previous years. Now, some of the other presidents, Bush, and removed a few generals because they disagreed with his policy on Iraq. But it wasn't at the scale that we're seeing in the Obama administration today.
In fact, sir, I've seen Defense Link articles, and I've seen your articles breaking down. It's 200 or more. This has never happened in U.S. history, and it's not like it's a downsizing. This is political persecution. Can you tell us what the generals have told you the litmus tests are?
Well, some of the litmus tests include if you speak out against radical Islam, like Lieutenant Colonel Dooley. And then General Dempsey, who's the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, actually ridiculed Doolittle for doing that. But this was an instructor who was talking about radical Islam in a classroom, in an approved class. And yet he's out. And so that they get more training in sexual harassment than they do in firing their weapons.
Well, that was my next point. We have Fort Hood leaking 2 weeks ago, and then Fox confirmed it. And the Secretary of the Army, as you know, went public. They were saying, if you're evangelical or give money to the Tea Party, we will court-martial you.
Yep.
That is unprecedented. And then bad-mouthing the Founding Fathers and Army manuals. I mean, this is absurdist.
Yep. The generals have been quite vocal that if you're not speaking the administration outlook on things, you're basically going to be railroaded out. Now, they generally, the generals and military personnel generally cannot speak out against the commander in chief while they're on active duty.
Exactly, sir. So you're the expert on this. From what I've read, these guys really aren't even bucking things.
No.
They just know they're patriots, so they must be spying on them or have intelligence files on them?
Well, as I think General Villale told me, they've actually have senior officers who are acting almost like communist political commissars.
That's right.
Who are looking out for anyone who expresses opposition or even questions a policy determination, and the troops believe that their First Amendment rights now are being dismissed as a consequence.
Well, yes, sir, Mr. Maloof. If you tell somebody you can't give money to evangelicals or the Tea Party, that is a trillion times over the top.
Yep.
I mean, that's like Soviet level.
Yep. Well, that's why General Villale said it was like communist commissars. This is the way things are going. They're the enlisted men and even the mid-level officers are trying to watch their six constantly now because they don't know if they say something that's out of line. They don't know if this is the end of their career. Oftentimes, they're not told anything. Nothing. It's just that they just don't get promoted and they get set aside. And if you don't get promoted after a certain period of time, you're out.
Now, you talk about the big issue here, the morale. They've got to know persecuting Christians, saying you can't even give money to the Tea Party, violating their First Amendment. I mean, they've got to know that's going to kill morale, trying to put women in frontline combat.
Yes. Well, there are three elements here that are really sticking in the crawl of a lot of the military personnel. That is, one would be gays in the same foxholes, women in the foxholes, as well as the rules of engagement. Rules of engagement are really a demoralizing factor, and as a consequence, a number of our troops have actually gotten killed because we couldn't respond in a firefight, or there could be the possibility of civilians, and so our troops have had to stand down. There have been instances of this time and again, especially in Afghanistan. And it's actually gotten some of our troops killed.
But then meanwhile, that's when it's a group they want to protect. Meanwhile, from what I've heard from my sources, what's really freaking the military out is that they're now actually having to go to Iraq and Jordan and actually train Al-Qaeda. And these guys are on the record on foreign news bragging that they literally insult on the basis. I'm surprised they don't get killed. The special warfare people and say, I killed you dirty Americans just 5 years ago in Iraq. And when I'm done with Assad, I'm going to kill you. That has got special warfare literally freaking out because, as you know, committing suicide because they're being told to train Al-Qaeda. What can you say about that?
Well, the problem is that we're seeing increasing numbers of these guys who are our friends today, but are going to turn on us tomorrow, just like we trained the Mujahideen and actually helped create the Mujahideen against the Soviet Union in Afghanistan, and now it's become our worst enemy. And
well, sir, I've been asking the questions.
We've had guys shot by green on blue, and there's been some very recent cases of this.
Yes, sir. You're the expert on this with your sources. I mean, you've got Congressional Medal of Honor winners, retired major generals. I mean, just an incredible list talking to you and really not to anybody else. Why have they come to you, A, and then B, I've been asking the questions. I want to give you the floor the next 10 minutes, sir. Give us a presentation on what you think is most important, what people need to know, and what this is going to do to U.S. force structure with China and the rest of it literally turning into something like a Marxist college. I mean, that's going to destroy the military.
You know, a few of the generals told me, I reached out to them. Some of them them have been somewhat outspoken on this, but when you actually confront them and get them to think about it, they see a much larger problem here that's emerging, and it's permeating throughout the ranks. It's just not a few. And they're seeing some of these firings as being politically motivated. For example, the three generals that got canned right on the eve of right after Benghazi. The concern is that they were using the firings to deflect attention from this ongoing investigation on Benghazi, which is far from resolved. And as a consequence, there seems to be the notion of trying to hide things. We've had some CIA officers actually told, if you go up and testify, you're going to be removed from your jobs. So the intimidation is somewhat happening in the intelligence world, but it's also much more, and it's easier in the military world, because these guys have to salute, take orders, and shut up. But the overarching picture is that it's having a fundamental problem of emasculating the troops. I've had General Vallely and even General Brady tell me that our readiness is being affected as a consequence of this. Our troop structure is being cut back tremendously. They're using age-old equipment. Our ships, we're down to about a third of the size of what our Navy was in terms of capital ships at the time. So there's a complete emasculation of our military forces across the board. And this is becoming a very, very serious problem in terms of readiness. And I think this is what is really of concern to the upper brass.
Well, again, if you just joined us, we have a gentleman who advised the Pentagon on national security at the highest levels for a long time in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, Michael Maloof. He's got his new book out. We'll talk about that some briefly here in a minute. Look, here's my issue. Okay, I'm known as this radical libertarian guy that, you know, is so out there. Now I'm not known as that because it's all coming true. I wish I'd been proven wrong. I would love to, like, not work this hard, not be in this much danger with these people, with the threats and the socialist harassment and all of it. But, I mean, it does get to a point where I can't even believe this, that we have the training manual and the threats saying the founding fathers, quote, wouldn't be accepted in today's military. I mean, I can't even believe it's that over the top. And then we have them saying, if you are part of the Tea Party and give them money, that's aiding a terrorist. And we're going to use stuff that's used on Al-Qaeda if you're funding radical Islam. And we're going to arrest you. It actually said you may be court-martialed. That is so over the top. And then meanwhile, there is radical Islam. And I'm not some, as they call it, Islamophobe. But I know there are those major radical elements that Obama is totally cozying up to. So let me ask you this question from your inside sources and overall full spectrum analysis of this. What is the strategy backing radical Islam, trying to overthrow the military? Well, I'm not a total fan of it, but they're better than Al-Qaeda, 10 times better, in places like Egypt. Getting rid of Gaddafi, putting in Al-Qaeda, trying to get rid of Assad, put in the crazies. I mean, what is the grand stratagem here?
Well, there seems to be part of it, I think, has to do with a traditional type of alliance that we have, basically, with the Saudis. The Saudis have been the biggest exporters of Wahhabi, Sunni Wahhabism, for years, and of course they were the creation of a lot of the Islamist radicals. I mean, you have Prince Bandar now, who is well, you might not agree with the government of Bashar al-Assad, but in Syria, he is a major backer and financier of the foreign fighters that are going in there. He's also, and also the Chechens. He told Putin that he can turn on and off the switch. I think a lot of this has to do with our traditional ties and the fact that that Obama now has begun to show a little bit of a tilt toward Iran that has even incensed the Saudis even more, and they're actually increasing a lot of the spread of the Islamist radical fighters. So you now now today see them not only waiting for the United States to leave Afghanistan and opening up, which will then allow these radicals to come back into the Central Asia, into the Caucasus, but also into the Arabian Peninsula. And then you swing around into Somalia and North Africa and into the Maghreb. There is a pattern of behavior of these radical Islamists, and a lot of this is actually beyond our control today. And with the decimation of our own military, and the fact that this radical Islamic movements are actually increasing and not diminishing because of all the work we did in Iraq and Afghanistan, we really have a real problem on our hands, and we should not be diminishing the military. We should perhaps be restructuring it to increase more special forces and what have you.
I agree. Sir, I was about to say, I mean, I'm not a military man like yourself for a long time, insider to the Defense Department, but I've made a study of just history. It's so interesting. I mean, I look at where America is right now, and if I wanted to destroy America, even midterm, I would do what Obama's doing. And I've got to admit, he's probably now 10 times worse than I thought it would be.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this is just at a gut level. I look at all the different strategies and stratagem and gambits that are going on, and clearly, I see U.S. interest now turning Al Qaeda loose in the Red Crescent around Russia, threatening China. And I'm not a fan of what China's doing. I'm an American, but I see almost a setup against America to put us into wars we can't win with infiltration in the military to destroy it. And I've always been somebody who's more libertarian like Rand Paul. I say, cut it. But now I get what you're saying is that there's, I mean, I, for the first time ever, I know the whole CFR elite and stuff are globalists, but I mean, are they really crazy enough to try to really destroy American credibility and get rid of us and maybe just sell out to the communist Chinese or something? I mean, I just look at it and everything points towards sell out America, and the globalists have power through America. And I've criticized that strategy. I don't like being that corrupt imp, but this is really bad.
Yeah, well, we're seeing it now as we try to deploy and do that pivot to East Asia.
Yes.
We just don't have the Navy to deal with that on a full-time basis and try to live up to commitments elsewhere. And when you have a diminished naval force, it's going to make it even much more difficult. And we're going to have people who are just going to leave the military. The fact to get back here to a second to the emasculation of our own military. The fact that they're now easing out the captains and the majors, the people who have actually been fighting the wars, and they're now leaving. Then who do we have who's had that battlefield experience?
That's sabotage.
As they get on up to the upper ranks, it's going to be very, very serious problem in the years to come. In keeping a very strong military, and I think that this is what's alarming the generals to a great extent. And this is going to have a bearing on our force structure and our ability to project power in the future, and look out for our interests that we have all around the world. Now, these other countries that you mentioned, Russia and China. Now, it's intriguing that they too have a Wahhabi problem. They have a Sunni radical Islamist problem themselves within the Caucasus and in the North Caucasus area. The Russians are very fearful that these Sunnis are going to be creating havoc come the time of the February 2014 Winter Olympics in Sochi. And this is where Bandar came in. He actually said, Mr. Putin, if you change your policies toward Syria and Iran, I can assure you, you will not be attacked during the Olympics.
And I saw that in the Russian news, and Bandar didn't deny it.
Nope.
I mean, well, why is Saudi Arabia so arrogant to threaten a nuclear superpower?
Yes. Well, the fact that Bandar has this capability, this outreach. I mean, he does want to become king of Saudi Arabia when King Abdullah dies. But this is his power base. This is his. He wants to be able to show that he is able to project this kind of capability and this power. That's why he's basically taking a much more independent line from the United States. And we see that now.
He sounds like Napoleon. Intriguing. Michael Maloof's our guest. Do 5 more minutes with us. I want you to be able to finish up and to talk about your book. And I want to ask you about solutions. How do we get out of this? On the other side with Michael Maloof. Man, this is intriguing. This guy really knows his geopolitics, folks, because I study it constantly, and I'm learning something right now, so that says something. We'll be right back with a final little bit with Michael Maloof and your phone calls.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Republic will rise again if we rediscover American ideals. But if we continue down this road, it is bad. And, you know, as much as I don't like the American Empire, then I realized that the American Empire in its death throes is like trying to start World War III while undermining the military with all the weird socialist anti-male stuff that goes on. There's always been gay people in the military, folks. They don't want anybody that's obsessed with sexual stuff running around stirring up trouble. The military fires more people over officers with women under them. They're really, they're trying to do a mission You don't want guys with all the women under them. I run an operation with women that work here. I don't need a bunch of stuff going on here with people. I go, don't fraternize with people here, even though it's tempting. And now it's like you're going to be in with men that are like coming after you. I mean, it's crazy. That's why you don't put women in those combat units where people are. But I'm ranting, and I'll do that after he leaves. Michael Maloof, best-selling author, is with us, former top Pentagon analyst in the Office of the Secretary of Defense, WorldNet Daily senior writer. I asked you during the break the question, and I'll say it for the audience right now. Give me the best answer you can get, because I've not seen anybody. I know some of these generals are public. Some haven't been so public. You've got quite a list you're interviewing. So you're in there because they trust you. My intel from some of these very people, but they won't say it on air, is that, no, Obama is looking to use DHS as a fifth arm to take over. Marine Corps colonel's gone public, and others have. But that's about as high as they've gone public. Navy SEALs on record have gone public. That Obama may actually think about staging some crisis or letting al-Qaeda attack us and claiming the Tea Party's with them, even though that makes no sense. The State Department has been putting stuff out like that, so is West Point, and trying to go after the American people. They're training to take the guns, and even though they can't succeed in the mission, the experience, the voyage is the destination, that they want to start some civil war in America, and that's what I'm getting from high-level military sources. Have they said anything on or off record to you like that? A, and B, what are they saying the destination is? What is Obama and his controllers, what are they trying to do?
Well, I think he's trying to change the fundamental approach with his very liberal approach toward trying to make the military a social experiment, and trying. He's never been a fan of the military anyway. I mean, he was a community organizer, and then he becomes president. He has no experience, no background.
But what about? I don't mean to interrupt, sir. But what about his advisors? If you wanted to kill the military, this is what you do. Why isn't the establishment stopping him?
Well, the establishment is scared to death because they're going to be out. I mean, this is why one of my stories had to do with Valerie Jarrett. She's what we call the Night Stalker, and she's one who guides and counsels him. She's very leftist leaning, and has roots that go back to communist socialist practices at the local level in Chicago many, many years before. Now they've just brought it up to the national level, and this is part of a plan of theirs. And the fact that DHS is receiving so much ammunition and getting troop carriers and things like this, I've had some folks suggest to me that there is a possibility that that he is planning something to not only emasculate the military, but actually create his own strong civilian force. The question is why. I mean, there've been Congress should have been pursuing this as to why this is happening. They've never gotten a straight answer, and yet Congress is still overlooking this possibility of this problem of why DHS is arming the way it is. DHS is part of the problem. They got other issues that they've got to deal with, and not the least of which is dealing with natural catastrophes, and yet they
yes,
want
sir.
To do another fighting.
Well, that's another issue. They've pivoted. Talk about pivoting from the Middle East to Asia. They have pivoted like 95% from al-Qaeda. I get the manuals. The police send them to me. We break them on the national news all the time. 95% pivot. I mean, it'll be like a 100-page training manual. I don't publish a lot of these because it could be actually damaging to real national security. We show the cover sheets and stuff. 95% of it will be about Tea Party gun owners, veterans, mm-hmm. Christians, and then like one page on al-Qaeda.
Yeah, they see the threat more from within than from without. And I think that this is what we're seeing. It's pretty much what happened during the Clinton years. He never wanted to talk about, after the 1993 World Trade Center bombing, that there was actually a terrorist, that was a terrorist act. It was a criminal act by some disgruntled people. There was a failure to want to recognize
sure.
that you do have an external threat, but it's more internal with your lone wolves and your right, what he would refer to as your right-wing militant groups. And that's where I think the DHS is looking more as to where the threat is coming from
sure.
within.
Sure. Well, I mean, here's my issue, sir. You're a smart guy. I have got a lot of military in my family. I've literally read probably 500 books on military history. Study it. I know I don't know the tip of the iceberg. I look at Valerie Jarrett. I've read her papers. I've seen her give speeches. She's a low-grade moron. The woman looks mentally ill, and I'm sorry. Our country, and I'm not usually the guy that goes with the theory of incompetence, but that's even more frightening, that the elite running this country are a bunch of incompetent, dumb commies. I mean, I'll use that low pejorative. It's what they are, who literally are social engineering. And that's 10 times more scary than an in-control elite, because at least an in-control elite doesn't want to blow the planet up. These mental patients, look what they've done with Obamacare. This is a disaster. I mean, I think Obama needs to be impeached. I know WorldNet Daily is leading a big group up to try to get that done. Coming up in a few weeks. I mean, here's my final question. What do we do? Well, I mean, A, do you agree with me that these are very unstable weirdos? And then B, what are the generals and others saying that we can do? Any ideas to try to stop this?
Well, first of all, yes, I would agree with you that these are unstable weirdos. They have their own agenda. They're in the position of power right now. The argument is, well, you voted for them, but we've got to live with it. And I've had a lot of people in comments on some of my stories saying, well, maybe we need to be taking back the government. And there's talk like that now that's coming through. People are very alarmed, and I think, but there's nothing that you can do about it short of taking up arms, it seems, because we live under a nation of laws, and we voted for the man, and many people voted for him. I know I didn't, but then we have to live with it until the next election.
Well, I was about to say, though, I mean, take the military strategy. We say they're a bunch of buffoons, but they're ready. They want a civil war. They want to push us. That's what the Navy SEALs on and off record, including a naval officer, told me, who's commanded large groups of SEALs. I'll just leave it at that. And then we've had the SEALs on the show, that's their analysis. The Navy, the Navy special warfare people have looked at this, and they say it's exactly what you were just alluding to. They want to push us into this, but then we have no choice, but maybe we do. So let me ask you, as a smart guy who's talked to all these other folks, what do we do? We don't want a civil war with poor cops and military that are just following orders, but we can't go under commie control. What do we do?
I think we have to continue publicly bringing this out. I think people who are in the system and people who have just come out, they need to speak out. Of course, they're still concerned even in retirement if they want to get contractor jobs and what have you. But we've got this. We are at a point where things could really turn south on us, and this is what. And we need to be bringing this out more and more, and just keep hammering it and hammering it to really make this resonate in the people's consciousness. And I would agree with Congressman West that we need a congressional oversight in just what is really going on. Not that anything will ever come of it, but the mere fact that it's being brought out publicly, I think, is going to be necessary to keep.
I agree. And for those that don't know, you know, that's why you have the Congress commission officers to begin with, because you just can't have a Napoleon or a Hitler run all the military themselves. That's always the bane of any free civilization, as a Julius Caesar comes along. And I really think these people running things, well, they talk about it. They want him to be a dictator, wanting to have declare martial law, you know, Sheila Jackson Lee. So I think, I mean, we need to listen to what these people are saying.
Absolutely.
And deal with it. In closing, and I appreciate your time, sir, tell us about your new book, A Nation Forsaken. Boy, that says it all.
Yes, well, that was the whole idea. The federal government has let us down in trying to protect this country against an electromagnetic pulse, either from natural, from the sun, or from man-made, which can be some little small country with a nuclear weapon and a means of delivery system that can just explode it over at a high altitude and knock out our national grid and all of the other critical, life-sustaining critical infrastructures which depend upon that grid. They can do it with one blast, and we're not ready for it, and we have not equipped our and we have not hardened our facilities, whether it's for telecommunications or our pipelines, even our emergency responders. They would also be affected. Our hospitals would be affected because
we're totally dependent. I mean, look at the Depression. Most Americans were self-sufficient, and it was devastating. If we have something like this now, all the experts I talk to, I haven't read your book yet. I want to read it. But, I mean, they say this is something we don't come back from, at least not in the way we have been.
That's right. Well, Jim Woolsey has, and Newt Gingrich has recently formed an EMP coalition, and they're talking about this now. They're trying to get a national effort underway to get Congress to pass what's called the SHIELD Act. I don't think it's going to pass. It might pass in the House, but certainly not in the Senate. And also working more with the states to get the legislators at the state level to direct their public utilities to start hardening these facilities. We can mitigate this problem, which is $2 billion across nationwide.
That's right.
If we put our minds to it.
$2 billion that they'll spend instead to put in transgender bathrooms. I mean, it's just unbelievable. Well, listen, I really appreciate you joining us, Mr. Maloof, and your analysis. And unfortunately, I concur with all of it. And I just hope we can make it out of this. I mean, it's good news that Obamacare is finally blowing up so bad that I think this could be the end of Obama being able to get stuff done. The problem is he just signs executive orders like shutting down our power plants, speaking of power, and does this. Let me ask you this. Are we at the most dangerous point right now then, because Obama's sinking like a rock, but that's when he might try something? And what could that be to get his agenda back on track?
Well, yeah, it'll be the tail wagging the dog episode. People talk about, well, can he be impeached for this? He lied to the American people. Well, he also lied to Congress, and that should be a misdemeanor right there. He lied to Congress about Obamacare, in which people would not be able to lose their doctors or their other health care. And on the basis of that, they went ahead and passed that legislation without any Republican support, certainly. But it did go through the
wow.
Congress, and as a consequence, they now are finding that it's just not true. And so that, to me, is something maybe the legal types need to look at. Did he lie in lying to the Congress the way he did? Did he to get that legislation passed? Has he in fact committed a misdemeanor, which is under the Constitution impeachable?
It certainly is. We've got to send a message that we're not going to put up with this type of just rampant craziness and control freak behavior. Thank you so much for your time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Wow, that was a scary interview. But, you know, folks, we're not trying to scare you. I'm the type of guy that if it's flooding and I need to go to higher ground, then I go to higher ground. It's not that I'm living in fear. I woke up 3 weeks ago, opened my back door, looking onto the property. I have a small piece of property, but it was a ranch behind me. And there was no exaggeration. I was saying 500 foot wide. No, I actually kind of guesstimated, measured it. About 1,000 feet past my property on over the fence line, giant Barton Creek was like a just torrent of like white rapids blasting out of a fire hose. And it was coming up to our property line, up to the fence, all the way up to the pillars of our house, because our house is built on stilts, because it's in an area that floods every 50 years. And it kept rising and rising. And it wasn't that I was living in fear that I went out and looked out the window and saw the water rising. And I walked down and I said, oh, honey, it's not raining anymore. It's been raining for 12 hours straight. We're up near the headwaters. It should be okay. I don't think it's going to be an issue. And then obviously my children and wife are freaked out. I'm no hydrologist, but I can tell it's not raining anymore. We're up to the headwaters. It should be okay. But I said, if it keeps raining, it might knock out our porch and stuff, so we might have to leave. But I said, and I went and looked at the weather report. It wasn't going to keep raining, so it was all right. And then within a few hours, it went back down to like 50 feet across. So I was knocking trees over, you name it. It was like a major river blasting by my house from just a side creek that goes into Barton Creek. And the reason I tell that analogy now is, or that story, as an analogy of what we're currently under. I mean, I'm just watching a giant rising waters of tyranny, and I'm sitting here going, we need to say no to this. I'm getting called an extremist and a radical, and I want to kill cops, and I want to kill people, and I don't want to kill anybody. I just want to be a nice guy. I just want to live in a free country. Our government sold us out to China and others undermining us at the same time, attacking anything good. I mean, these people are just deviants. I've now come to the realization they are deviants. Deviant, not like they want to go have sex with somebody. I've learned that's not even really what you call deviance. That's like the distractionary deviance. It's the deviance of like screwing things up and messing with things and doing nasty things and doing bad things. And we all need to be like Dylan Radigan 6 months ago that got fired. Just going, this is all corrupt. We're in trouble. This is, you flipped out because he's there around the lies. You're supposed to flip out. You're supposed to say, I'm not going to be part of this anymore. Like Howard Beale and Network. And that's all I've done. I mean, I went because military told me about it, and I saw Marines trained to take our guns in America, and I was a mainline libertarian Republican then, and I was like, oh my gosh, and I found out about the whole plan. They've been trying this forever. They already run everything. They don't need to be doing all this. They literally want to go after families. They literally want our guns. They want to break us. They want to dominate us. I mean, it's not a... They already run everything, folks. They want to screw us over. They hate us. It's like racism against Native Americans when they've already been defeated, hunting everyone down and killing them. The globalists are going to hunt us down unless we stop them. You understand that?
With over 3,000 years of historic use, pure silver continues to be one of nature's most reliable and effective agents against fighting viruses, mold, fungus, bacteria, pathogens, and parasites. At Silver Lungs, we have developed a reliable and easy-to-use full production system for creating endless pure nanosilver solutions right from the convenience and comfort of your home. Your self-produced nanosilver solutions can be applied topically to the skin. For many who are new to silver that wish to try silver for the first time, we offer a full line of consumables and cosmetics, such as our 2-ounce nanosilver nasal sprays, our nanosilver soap, and our most popular product, the all-natural nanosilver gel. Visit www.silverlungs.com to learn more about the industry-leading technology of the Silver Lung system. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years, and in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket? A family-owned American business, we now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson on the mighty Mississippi.
We took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi.
We took a little bacon and we took a little beans, and we whipped the bloody British at the town of New Orleans.
We fired our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in on down the Mississippi to the Gulf of Mexico.
down a river and we see the British come. And there must have been 100 of them beating on the drum. They stepped so high and they made the bugles ring. We stood beside our cotton bales and didn't say
that
a thing.
That means 10,000 troops.
Our guns and the British kept a coming. There wasn't as many as there was a while ago. We fired once more and they began to run in. On down the Mississippi.
Just remember, they start a civil war, folks. Those of us in leadership will be killed first. And I'm not even worried about that. I'm worried about beating these guys in the end. There's things bigger than one person's life. There's the children, and there's justice to be served. I don't want this physical war to come. And I'm doing everything I can, and on my knees every day before my almighty Creator, asking for the guidance. You know, sometimes in God's plan, bad things happen. We're here so that people have a choice in their heart to make about which side they're going to be on in their heart. And that's the most important decision. None of us can do this alone. We don't know what the outcome's going to be short term. But we know that in the end, right always comes out on top. It may take 100 years. May take 6 months. May take a day. We don't know what's in store for us. There's a lot of twists and turns in this. But everybody can feel the great danger. We're all in. We can tell history is already happening and is about to happen. And I feel like every day this could be my last broadcast here. And everybody can tell hearing me on the air that, and you can feel it as well. This is history happening right now, and you need to decide who your heart's with. It's real simple. If you want to break it down to men, he certainly wasn't perfect, but if you studied him, he had amazing courage and leadership and providence. Are you with George Washington or are you with Barack Obama? Are you with people like Martin Luther King, who wasn't perfect but had a lot of courage and vision? Or are you with people like Hillary Clinton? You're going to have to make a decision. You got to decide in life. It isn't about how many baubles you got. It isn't how many people know who you are. Believe me, I've got that. It means nothing. It matters what you stand for and what you did. It's not about the toys, folks. It's about what you did. It's the Aaron Tippin cheesy song, but it's not cheesy. We say it's cheesy because we feel cheesy when we feel like doing the right thing, like that's bad. No, that's good. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Yeah, we might have had more money, been better off, lived in a better house if Dad had done more. Giving in a little more back and down. But in the final equation, ladies and gentlemen, we have a civilization because people didn't bend over and bow down. That's why the corrupt always try to attack those that are pure of heart to tell us we're impure, to tell us we're frauds, to tell us we're lies. Because they then know that that affects us and we'll give up thinking we're not worthy to fight evil. You understand that? They are willfully evil. Their hearts are evil. That's the difference. We are willfully good. We have goodwill. We have courage. We have honor. We have strength. We have the future. If we take it in our hands, now is the time to choose which side you serve. Now is the time to give your heart to liberty or to tyranny. Overdrive coming up.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table. And the results are on record, reports documented. A 15-point IQ increase. increase in areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, Nascent Iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield Nascent Iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield Nascent Iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.